This is the Gospel Way with the Fairfield Church of Christ.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Hi, I'm Jody Davis with the Fairfield Church of Christ, and it is fantastic to have these few minutes to look to God's Word with you. Did Jesus say, just go with your gut? Is that something that Jesus would say? Well, perhaps it might kind of sound good in some venues or to some folks. To go with your gut, you know, that's a split-second decision. It's based on how you feel deep down inside, maybe how things look, how you perceive them, and you're just going to go with it. But is that something that Jesus told us to do, to go with our gut? We've looked at Proverbs 14:12 the past couple weeks, and 16:25 is identical to it. And it simply says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. So, you know, that's a lot like going with your gut. You know, it just seems right. Okay, it looks right. It appears right. I perceive it as right. And I'm just going to go with that gut feeling and go with it. But there's a really big warning here at the end of this verse. But the end of its way, or the end is the way of death. And that's a pretty big caution sign for us just to go with our gut or feelings. Now, we look to Matthew 7:15, and our Lord gives us a warning there. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Now, our Lord gives us this picture of false prophets who may be saying soothing things, really neat things, things that really affect us deep down in our gut. And He's telling us to beware of them. And the picture here is of a ravenous wolf. We have the picture of the jaws, the teeth, the hunger. You know, it's not just hungry, it's ravenous, this wolf is. And it is in amongst the sheep, and it's ready to take its toll. And so we have a warning about outward appearances here by our Lord. And in 2 Corinthians 11th chapter, verses 14 through 15, the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, gives us this warning. And no wonder, in verse 14, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. And I don't know, that could be a pretty good gut feeling on appearances, an angel of light. Satan transforming himself, appearing as something wonderful, as something beautiful, as something doing great things and good things, and filling us possibly even with wholesomeness. But it's a warning. It's still Satan. It's still evil personified, and something to beware of. In verse 15, he goes on, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers, and get this, of righteousness. His ministers, the ministers of Satan, making themselves look like ministers of righteousness, people who follow God, who hearken to God and God's word, but yet the verse finishes, whose end will be according to their works. And, well, they're ministers of Satan, so their works are going to be evil. And those who follow these works, those who follow the gut feeling, it looks great, I'm going with them, are going to be partaking in that evil. In Acts, the 17th chapter, verses 10 through 11, we have a wonderful example of folks going about it the right way. Not going with that gut feeling, but checking things. And checking things properly with the Word of God. We read, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica. There had been a lot of problems there. This is in Acts 17, 10 through 11. In that they received the word with all readiness. We have the Apostle Paul preaching and teaching to them. And they're receiving that. And they're searching the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. They were actually going to the Word of God. And they were checking the things that were being taught to make sure they were in accordance with the Word of God. They didn't go with their gut feeling, how things look, how things sounded. Oh, this sounds so wonderful. They went and they checked by the authority that's been left here for us to go to and to check. That way, they made sure it wasn't Satan transforming himself into an angel of light. It wasn't one of his ministers transforming themselves into ministers of righteousness. They were making sure that it wasn't a ravenous wolf teaching something to lure them in with the Word of God. That's the checkpoint that they used. In Judges, the 17th chapter, verses 5 through 6, we read about a man named Micah. And we read about this general time period too. In verse 5, the man Micah had a shrine and made an ephod and household idols, and he consecrated one of his sons who became a priest. Now, this man obviously is stepping away from the Word of God. He has set it aside and perhaps has decided just not to reference it at all, to look at it. And with that gone, well, he's going with his gut. He's doing what seems right. In verse 6, we read, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. He was only doing what was right or what he considered to be a good thing based upon himself. He was going with his gut on matters and not what God wanted. Now, we'll also notice in verse 6, it says, in those days there was no king in Israel. So there was no upper authority to dictate how things would go. But we know that when there were kings, most of them simply went with their gut and their feelings and their desires. It had to be the right king. The right king dictating not what they felt or what they had in their gut, but dictating the Word of God. And that's what you and I have today. That is what's so fantastic about this. We can sort through everything. And we have the perfect King in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in John 14:6, we read these words from Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And to find the way of Jesus, we go to his New Testament, which he shed his blood for on the cross so that all who come to him may have remission of sins. We go to his Word. We make sure that we're living according to his Word. We make sure we're saved by his Word. We live by his Word, and when that final breath of our life escapes from our body, that we are standing not with our gut, but with the words of Christ.
Sing them over. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of love.
don't you join us at the Fairfield Church of Christ in going to that word? Join us in that cause. It is our utmost concern to worship our Lord as closely as possible to the way the church in the New Testament did. We follow the precious, inspired words in the New Testament of Christ to be saved, to live, and conduct our services. It is our cause, the cause of Christ. We do not use manuals, rule books, or any other man-made guidelines or rules. The additions, deletions, and twisting of man, well, we reject those. We do not report to a corporate headquarters, nor are we bound by councils of men or votes that are held at distant conventions. We are bound by and beholden to the Word of God, and only the Word of God, that precious New Testament of Christ handed down to us. And the head of the church, the authority of the church, well, Christ is the head of the church, his body. Won't you come join us in our simple plea for everyone to return to the pure Word of God? Just the Bible for just Christians. We meet on Sundays for Bible study at 9:30 in the morning and then for worship at 10:30 in the morning. And also on Sunday, we have a 6 o'clock p.m. worship. On Wednesdays, we meet at 6 o'clock p.m. for a Bible study. If you would like to study the Bible, that pure Word of God, with a correspondence course by mail or in person at your home or our building, don't hesitate to contact us by, well, you can contact us by email at fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. That's one word, fairfieldchristians@gmail.com. Or you can call us any time of night or day at 618-847-7202. Until next time, Lord willing, this has been the Fairfield Church of Christ with the Gospel Way.